I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Get it first with KGO Radio and KGO News Alerts. Text NEWS to 35253 or sign up now at kgoradio.com.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour back in Oakland. Police have called off that search for an armed suspect we've been telling you about. The whole thing began to unfold about 6 o'clock when police engaged in a high-speed chase. It ended somewhere in downtown Oakland in the Diamond Heights area. The suspect fled on foot. They have not been able to track him down despite a very large police presence. And just about 45 minutes ago, we're told the search for that suspect has been called off. Meanwhile, in San Jose, firefighters are battling a three-alarm fire. The blaze broke out at the Lloyd E. Williams Pipe Trades Training Center. About 7:30 tonight, the building offers apprenticeship programs in plumbing and air conditioning mechanical service. No injuries have been reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but as we said, they are still battling a three-alarm fire. And now the war of words over water.
Until you've put a million hours into it, shut up. Because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's Governor Jerry Brown lashing out at critics of his water tunnel project in the Delta. The plan would involve the construction of 35-mile-long water tunnels, 40 feet around, that would divert water to existing state and federal canals and then ship it to Central and Southern California. Well, Barbara Barragan-Perea with Restore the Delta is among those who shot back at the governor, saying, "We've put in the hours." Barragan-Perea says all eyes are now on a new environmental impact report due out in June.
Now they've drawn up a new plan, which in our opinion may even be worse for the Delta. And when those documents are released, we will begin the comment process. And from there, if we have to, we will move into litigation or any other measures that we need to win.
That tunnel project has not yet been approved, but the governor did try to sweeten the deal last week by cutting the cost, but that came at the expense of habitat restoration. Well, turning salt water into fresh water is again a hot-button issue in this drought year, but state regulators are actually moving forward with a plan and laying down some rules.
The big picture is still conservation.
But it's always good to have a contingency plan for making water available.
George Kostierko is a spokesman for the State Water Board and says the new rules address concerns about negative impacts of the plants. Intakes can draw in fish and push out waste, salty brine,
which is very, very toxic to the environment.
So leftovers will now have to be diluted and water taken from below the seabed. 17 desal plants are in planning stages, with one being considered in Concord to serve the entire Bay Area.
That's KGO 810's Mike Simpson. Well, you could call it a win for consumers saddled with high prescription drug prices. Today, the state Supreme Court ruled that agreements that keep cheaper generic drugs off the market may be illegal. Generic drug makers sometimes challenge the patents of more expensive name brand drugs, but instead of following through with production, those companies sometimes accept large payouts to keep those less expensive generics off the market. Now, the court held that that pay-for-delay deal between those name brand makers and generic drug producers could violate California's antitrust laws. Well, the waiting and worrying continues tonight in Oakland. 41-year-old Nicholas Vlahos and his two children, both under the age of five, went camping in the Sierra, but they didn't return home as planned on Tuesday. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns reports.
Police say the family had planned to drive through a remote and rugged section of Sierra and Plumas counties on their way back to the Bay Area. His business partner, Brad Roberts, says Nick was supposed to be back to work yesterday morning. Brad says Nick is a very experienced outdoorsman.
I think he got stuck somewhere and knew there was weather coming. and was too far out to hike back with the kids and is hunkered down and waiting for someone to find him.
Brad said that around 1:30 this afternoon was the last time he talked with someone associated with the search, and at that time, they still hadn't found him.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, a gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In Lexington Hills, 17 northbound, a ways after Summit, an accident there is now out of the road. Traffic is finally relaxing from Summit. 92 eastbound, you got construction up on the San Mateo Bridge. It's starting to cause some brief slowdowns, not bad, from about Foster City Boulevard to the high rise. San Leandro, northbound 880, construction at Davis Street is now beginning to create some stop-and-go traffic back to about Floresta. And in the city, you got construction on southbound 101, creating brief slowdowns between McDowell and Lyon. And don't forget, this weekend, starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, the San Mateo Bridge is going to be completely shut down for maintenance and enhancements. They'll have it closed through 5 a.m. on Monday, and then they're going to do it again on May 15th through the 18th. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it looks like another long day for the A's and the Giants. A's lose to Minnesota 6-5. Giants trailing the Marlins over at AT&T Park, 6-0 bottom of the seventh. And New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez made history today by hitting a home run, 661. He passes San Francisco Giant great Willie Mays on the all-time home run list. And now your Bay Area weather forecast with KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Scattered showers here. We've even seen reports of hail. And in the mountains, it has been snowing. Winter weather advisory remains up until tomorrow morning. Above 5,000 feet, expecting 3 to 8 inches of snow. Overnight tonight, those showers will wind down that we have. Tomorrow, we're going to call it mostly sunny, but we can't rule out an isolated shower or two popping up.
Highs in the low 60s to mid 70s. Over the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds. Mother's Day, upper 50s to mid 70s. Right now, it's 51 in Half Moon Bay, 59 in Oakland, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And age is not years, it sits between your ears, you see a different.
Yes. Miley Cyrus and Joan Jett.
It's fun to break the mold and see you take a hold, now you're different.
The hippie,
too.
The Happy Hippie Foundation. Check it out.
Live your life outside the bar, blow up all the updates, all the
Oh, my God, that's my new favorite song.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit that helps homeless and LGBT youth.
Right.
Well, I'll buy 7 copies of that song then.
Yeah, happy hippie.
And age is not in years, it sits between your ears, you see a different.
That is a great line. Age is not in years, it's between your ears.
Break the mold and see you take a hold, now you're different too.
Gotta love her getting with Joan Jett.
I don't care for Joan getting with her, but... Oh, my God, the lyrics are great. Joan must have wrote it.
And by the way, Miley Cyrus's boobs aren't just here to do the devil's work. They're doing God's work, too. When you have all eyes on you, what are you saying? I know what you're looking at. So she's putting her boobs out there, too, for charity.
Huh?
Along with the song. And she's going to put her boobs out.
What do you mean? She's
She's going to put her boobs out.
Posing in Playboy?
No, I just think that goes along with the campaign. She's putting her boots
on. I have no idea what you mean by that.
I'm sure she's going topless. I don't know where, on social media or wherever she's going topless. But
oh, well,
that's
I saw a picture of her at some other event wearing JJ pasties. Right.
That would be it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Whatever.
So go ahead and stare.
Snooze fest.
By the way, so remember all of the silliness with the Kylie lip? What was all of that? The Kylie lip challenge gone wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where all the teenage girls were plumping their lips by sucking on a shot glass.
What do you mean, teenage girls? Oh, I didn't do it. No.
Turns out Kylie did get lip injections.
I have temporary lip fillers. It's just an insecurity of mine, and it's what I wanted to do. I'm just not ready to talk to reporters about my lips yet because everyone always...
Stop. Alto, you're not ready. But you're talking about it with the music behind it in the Kardashian show. You're not ready to talk to the press yet.
Always picks us apart.
Kylie decided to plump her lips. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if you've done something, though, it is right to cop up to it. Yes. If you avoid a question, you're going to look like a liar.
Yes, Chloe, you're right. And then there was the Kylie Jenner lip challenge. And it all went horribly, horribly wrong. And by the way, speaking of the Kardashians, just one more because we can't stand it. Khloe Kardashian accuses Kris Jenner of always siding with Lamar. Oh, let me make sure I've got this right, too. Lip filler, anti-fur. Oh, yeah, they can. Oh, yes. Now, wait a second. I want to get to the good stuff, so let's forget that one. Let's move down to Kim Kardashian getting confronted by the anti-fur people. They crashed her party. That's the one I want to play you.
I just want to say, you're the most disgusting human being on this planet. Shame on you for supporting the fur industry.
Okay, next please.
Can you make it out to all the animals that have been tortured and killed for you to wear a fur coat?
50 dead animals for one fur coat.
Kim, do you know how many animals are tortured and killed for your jackets? Do you know how many animals are skinned alive?
Probably a whole herd to cover that ass.
I'm surprised you didn't say not enough, you know?
I didn't hear her say much of anything. That was her selfie, selfish book signing. Who in the hell would buy that damn book?
Wait,
well,
what is
teenage
it called?
Boys. It's called Selfish.
Oh my God.
It's like an eight-inch square book of just her selfies.
Oh my God.
This is so funny because she was.
I'm stunned. You could knock me over with a feather right now.
No, this
is really the future when someone writes a book called Selfish.
Yeah, well, they are, and she is. And yeah, so I love that the anti-fur people attacked her. It's a shame they didn't throw fake blood on her. But anyway, they saved the sugar. They threw the sugar on Adam Levine.
Hmm.
Yeah, guess they didn't like him either. I don't know why. Just people don't.
We're gonna make this the year of throwing things on people. Should we? What would you throw on Pam Miller?
No,
I said that name again.
The Idiota book of the year. Let me see. So, let me get this right, and I'm gonna make sure. So, her book is all of her selfies, and it's about 6x6 and about 4 or 5 inches thick. And I think she came out on Kimmel. I watch all the late night shows, so I get them confused sometimes. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, when she first came out with the book, I thought it was a joke.
I know,
I thought it was a joke. No, it's not a joke.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
No, it's for real.
Like that'd be like you wrote a book about yourself like Drex loves Drex.
Yeah, and all selfies.
And my book will be, I could not possibly be more into myself by Heather Hammond.
And then on the bottom, it was just the word selfish with her gigantic boobs on the front. Her hideous
God.
Boobs. Yeah.
Stop.
Her boobs are as big as her ass. And what can I say? At least she matches. At least one balances out the other. I guess
it's proportionate.
She's like Wee Wobble. That's why she doesn't fall down. Oh, this is a lot of fun. We've got to keep up. By the way, Dave gave his 2-week notice last night. That was fun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Dave Letterman, and tonight
I'm giving my 2-week notice.
Totally charming.
Don't worry about me. I plan to continue to be in show business. I've already been booked to be in a production of The Sunshine Boys with Jay Leno.
That's perfect. And then guess what? During the opening monologue, guess who walked out?
Dave, for a number of years, there's something that I've always wanted to get straight between us.
Me too.
Oh, my God. Who was that?
Cher.
No, once a long time ago, on the first show, I called you an
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Okay.
That was, how many years ago was that? That was 29 years ago.
Wow.
29 years ago. Wow. Well, that's very nice of you. And I always took it with a grain of salt.
No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Remember the People magazine? Mm-hmm. You kept mentioning it in the People magazine. Right.
I was concerned, sure. Yeah.
You're upset.
I do remember
I got
that.
To you. It was a little...
The fabulous Cher. Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. But this is one thing that I really mean from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. No bull. I really love you, and I'm going to miss you.
Oh, no, no. Very
Did they hug?
Yes. And you're still an ass.
More of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way, including ways that you can spend less money at the bar, Heather. Don't go away. We'll
continue. I don't need that.
Yeah, you do. Oh. Yeah, when you play your games. We'll discuss coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Ah, dear mom, when you were feeling down, she cheered you up. When you skinned your knee, she made it all better. After all she's done for you, now you can say thank you and KGOA 10 can help. KGOA 10 is giving away a Mother's Day gift package to treat and pamper mom, grandma, the missus, or yourself. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com. One grand prize winner will receive a $100 gift certificate for brunch at the table in Willow Glen and a 2-night stay and spa treatment at Meritage Resort and Spa in Napa from KGOA 10.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-317-1981. Call now, and Chad will also give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-317-1981. That's 800-317-1981.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
By any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
If you know the part number for your oil filter is R-85348, but can only recall that your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care about their car. And right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
It's the Drex Radio Show live on KGO. Is this John Jett?
Uh-huh.
Wait, they sound alike, don't they?
Walking down the street when you take a picture, something different. Live your life outside the box. Throw up all the empty talk. They focus on the thing you're not. Just walk your walk, yeah.
Love it. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live on KGO 810 and around the world at KGORadio.com, where you can pick up our podcasts and stream them live. Or you can go to iTunes and download them and take them anywhere. Or you can go to the App Store and get the KGO Radio app. And wherever you're at, that's where we'll be. All right. Speaking of where we'll be, tomorrow night before the Giants beat the Marlins, we will be hanging out at the yard over at AT&T Park by the beer garden between 5 and 6 with Chip Franklin. All right. You'll know Heather immediately. She's the beautiful blonde. I'm the dude in the glasses. And then there's Chip. And we're going to have a
lot
of fun. Who
is bald?
Well, you don't have to put it that way. I mean, is he proud?
I have strawberry hair, and Chip has none. That's how you'll find us.
Okay, that and then, you know, me in the middle.
Something like
the
that.
The dweeb in the middle. I'll have the Giants. Yes, I'll have the Giants hoodie on.
I'll be the one with food in my teeth. I'm sure I will. So attractive.
I'll be the one there who's standing there freaking out, shaking probably, wondering whether we're going to get back to the radio station in time for the show. That would
to
be
to the Batmobile. Not a problem.
No, to the pedicab.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a fine line between looking like a rad hipster and walking around with a toilet on your face.
What?
A TV station in Albuquerque wanted to know just how filthy things are in men's beards. So they hired a lab to take swabs from different guys' facial hair to test them out. And they found that some of the beards were fine and safe, but some of them contain nasty fecal bacteria like you'd find on the dirty toilet.
Good Lord.
Yes. Now, just having those germs in your beard won't make you sick, but let's say you touch your beard, then eat with your without washing your hands. That could put you at risk. So be careful when you stroke your manly facial hair.
Ugh. It makes me nuts that people don't wash their hands enough or when they go to the bathroom at all.
Okay. Maybe they're saving water. You know,
you did not get a pass for that. Did everyone, did the audience hear my eyes roll?
Yeah. No. Here's what's crazy about San Francisco. Have you noticed this or anywhere in the Bay Area or probably anywhere in California, if you're listening in California? Of course, the station can be heard all over the eastern or the western seaboard. But
Mexico, hola.
Yeah, and hello to everybody in Seward and Juneau. But I have to tell you, here in California, it's one of the first things I noticed when because they have the auto spigots, and when you put your hand under there to wash it, you get one quick blast of water, and that's it.
Oh, you think they dial down the setting?
Remember when you're supposed to really wash your hands, the old school way of doing it was to sing happy birthday in your head, and then that would be suffice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time, and you don't get that anymore.
It's the surgeon way. Well, the water doesn't have to run while you're sudsing your hands. You get them wet, you suds, and then you
Nobody does rinse. That. They put their hands under there, and they do
briefly,
that.
Just so if anyone saw them, they saw them wash.
Let's be honest.
In quotes, their
hands. Right. You know where your business. You know whether or not your business is clean. All right, let's move on. Here, Heather, some ways to spend less money at the bar.
Pat your eyelashes. I don't know.
This is from Time Magazine, so this is in-depth.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I have one tip. This is probably on
Let's see if it is. Go.
If you are with your girlfriends and you usually drink, you know, more than one glass of wine, just get a bottle. That's how you save money. Is that on the list?
Oh, sure.
Because a bottle will end up being cheaper than five glasses, and that's what's basically in a bottle.
Buy pitchers. If you and your friends each order your own beer, you're wasting money. Yeah, so buy a pitcher of beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the same thing.
Show me a place in Northern California that sells pitchers of beer.
Oh, they don't?
Not a lot.
No, okay.
You can get them at Zeitgeist.
Wow. I have not been in a bar yet.
I will show you the Zeitgeist.
Yeah, okay.
It's fabulous.
Okay, so only bring out cash. It's the easiest way to stay on a budget. Once you start a tab with a credit card, you don't realize how much you're spending. Well, yeah, and then all of a sudden...
Purple Hooters for everyone.
Right, and then all of a sudden you don't care because you're wasted.
Yeah.
Take advantage of happy hours. I don't think... you know what? They're illegal most places now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, where I have been lately.
I don't think they're illegal here, but they're very sort of non-existent and or skimpy. But still, you can... I know they've done it at Thrill List and SF Weekly. They can be found.
Okay, pregame. Well, you can always save $10 if you have a drink or two before you go out. Oh, please. That's a given. If
that
you're not driving.
That is such a bad idea.
What are you talking about? Oh,
that's
we
like a college
pre-game.
Thing. College. That's college.
No. No, it's not.
It so is.
It was so 40s. We pre-gamed.
Okay.
Well, we didn't drive. We took cabs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what the hell? Let me see. Well, plus, by the time everybody shows up, you know, if you're all gathering at somebody's condo or their apartment, you know, we're not going to all wait around. They get there one by one, and then you go as a group.
Okay.
So there's pre-gaming, of course.
Well, I shouldn't, you know, be so hard on you there, because if it's a really big event and I'm taking a long time to get ready, I might need a little something-something to entertain myself
while I'm putting on my false eyelashes
and everything.
Oh, my goodness. Have a glass of water between drinks. It saves money, and you don't get as drunk, and the hangover isn't as bad. By the way, this is one of Bill Murray's very hard drinking rules. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel recently told a story about drinking with him, and he said he's very, very serious about the water thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you think about the dehydration. It's actually a good idea.
The dehydration is the hangover. Exactly.
Right, yeah.
And I guess some sugars and stuff like that. But no, I heartily attest to that. I had a big birthday weekend with girlfriends in New Orleans, and I did the water thing. And guess who was up and at 'em every morning and who wasn't, you know?
Yep.
I won.
All about the dehydration.
I win.
All right, we've got to take a break, and we'll be back. And coming up, we'll get to, let me see... oh, I don't know.
Weren't you going to tell me 10 most common sexual fantasies?
Yes, I guess. Yes, exactly, Heather. That's what I was going to do. That's next on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The International Champions Cup presented by Guinness is coming this summer. Experience great world-class soccer when your San Jose Earthquakes take on Mexican Giants Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See Earthquake stars Chris Wondolowski and Innocent Imagra take on Oribe Peralta and Paul Aguilar of Club America. It's Earthquakes versus Club America. July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets now at internationalchampionscup.com. You don't want to miss
it. Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
For the largest selection of jewelry for Mother's Day and hundreds of styles no other jeweler or website has, come to Shane Company or go to Shaneco.com.
Oof, sounds like a nasty storm. Time to increase the strength and integrity of your roof with the Owens Corning Total Protection Roofing System. Our integrated high-performance layer-by-layer design was created to help keep your home protected and secure all year round. Woo, that is some wind. But inside your house, let Owens Corning and the Pink Panther give your home the Panther touch. Get the Owens Corning Total Protection Roofing System. Visit owenscorning.com/roofing for details. Exclusions apply.
Coming up on the Trex Radio Show, according to Heather, we'll be talking about common sexual fantasies. So I hear. And Watch What Happens Live, Jack Black says he kissed a dude. First, we better get to the real news. Let's check in with John Wilbertini in the KTO newsroom.
Yeah, I don't think there's a song on that one yet.
I don't think so.
It is 9:30 in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the bottom of the hour. Streets are closed at this hour as crews in San Jose continue battling a three-alarm fire not far from Highway 101 and the 880 interchange. Flames were reported about 7:30 at a business that offers plumbing and air conditioning maintenance training. Within 30 minutes, the fire grew to three alarms. We don't know what is fueling the flames. Commercial Street at Oakland Road is closed to allow fire engines and emergency crews fast access. Turning up the heat on the San Francisco Police Department.
And if just one individual was wrongly imprisoned, that's one too many.
Today, DA George Gascon announcing he's expanding a task force investigating misconduct in the police department and joining the panel three judges who will focus on past arrests.
The judges, all retired with heavy civil rights records, will comb through 3,000 arrests made by the 14 officers tied to racial and homophobic text messages.
The goal here is to obviously assess whether anyone that has been incarcerated or convicted should receive redress.
Justice Cruz Reynoso, Judge Ladoris Cordell, and Judge Dickren Tavrazian aren't being paid for their work.
The policeman is the person out in the field that represents the government. I feel very strongly about that.
Judge Tavrazian there on why he said yes.
KGO 810's Mike Simpson says the panel is expected to complete its investigation by the end of the year. California Attorney General Kamala Harris got the extension she was looking for to challenge a proposed ballot measure that advocates killing anyone who engages in gay sex. Harris went to a state court in late March asking a judge to reject the measure, claiming it is unconstitutional. And you can add three more years behind bars for one of the two men who viciously beat Giants fan Brian Stowe outside Dodger Stadium in 2011. Luis Sanchez was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison today for possessing a weapon as a convicted felon. Prosecutors sought an 8-year sentence, but Sanchez will serve half of that while finishing an 8-year term for the Stowe beating.
We don't have to drink and drive, especially in California, especially in the Bay Area.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving, not pointing fingers, but safety protocols are under scrutiny tonight in the Bay Area for wine festivals. This after a drunk driver killed two people after leaving an event over the weekend. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley reports.
150,000 people came to the Livermore Wine Country Festival last weekend.
The controls we have in place actually work quite well.
City Manager Mark Roberts says those who pour the wine and security are trained to recognize intoxicated patrons. But a 35-year-old drunk driver killed a mom and her child last Saturday 2 hours after he left the festival, and it's making other event organizers talk about the topic.
I've got a core meeting tonight, and we'll be talking about it.
That's Jay Lifson with the Lafayette Chamber of Commerce.
And busted. A ring of people who allegedly trucked more than 2 million cans and bottles from Arizona and illegally redeeming them for $14 million. Well, they've been indicted by a Kern County grand jury, five of them among the charges grand theft and recycling fraud. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
KGO 810 is getting you into the world's greatest costume race. Zappos.com, Bay to Breakers. Listen to the KGO Morning News at 8:10 a.m. to hear the newsmaker of the day. Then check out the Chip Franklin Show between noon and 3 for your chance to win a running bib for the race. Plus, you'll get a chance to win during the Know Your News quiz weekday afternoons at 5:25. You can still register and lock in the lowest price at ZapposBayToBreakers.com. Don't miss the Zappos.com Beta Breakers from KGO 810.
Your home is arguably one of the biggest investments you have. And with spring here, it's time to take care of that investment with a great deal from Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet cleaner. Call now to take advantage of the May Magic Special. $39 a room. That's it. $39. Call 877-321-0739. There's a reason Zero Res is rated the best by the Carpet and Rug Institute. In fact, we recently had Zero Res clean our carpets, and Larry, our service tech, wasn't just prompt, he was early. Stains that had been in our living room for years are now gone. And with the May Magic Special, you can't ignore your stains any longer. For a limited time, Zero Res will clean each room for $39 a room. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers get free quotes. Check it out online, too, and read about amazing job performances by Zero Res in the Bay Area. ZeroBayArea.com, or you can find it on Facebook and Yelp. 877-321-0739. Zero Res.
Ah, dear mom, when you were feeling down, she cheered you up. When you skinned your knee, she made it all better. After all she's done for you, now you can say thank you and KGO 810 can help. KGO 810 is giving away a Mother's Day gift package to treat and pamper mom, grandma, the missus, or yourself. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com. One grand prize winner will receive a $100 gift certificate for brunch at the table in Willow Glen and a two-night stay and spa treatment at Meritage Resort and Spa in Napa from KGO 810.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll go to San Leandro to begin with. Northbound 880, it's construction at Davis Street that's got you stop and go now back to just before Fairway Drive. In the city, construction on northbound 101 now has you stop and go from Marina Boulevard back to about Scott Street. And nearby on northbound 1, construction's got you stop and go from 101 back to about Hitchcock Street. Otherwise, we're looking great in San Francisco. Eastbound 80 construction has been causing some stop-and-go traffic from just after Treasure Island back to Treasure Island. And in Napa, northbound 29 at Imola Avenue, you want to watch out for a stalled vehicle that's in the road. The biggest problem is that it is completely blacked out. So the reports are you can't see it until you're right on it. And, you know, of course, then, you know, you've got to swerve like mad. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports tonight, the A's lose to the Minnesota Twins 6-5. Giants down to the Marlins 6-2, top of the ninth.
Now the 2-0 delivery, and May sends another one. Tell it bye-bye, baby. Aaron doesn't even move.
April 30th, 1961, Russ Hodges on KSFO, Willie Mays tying a major league record with four home runs in a single game. We mention that because today really belongs to New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez. You see, Rodriguez today hit home run 661, passing the San Francisco Giant great. Willie Mays missed two seasons because of military service, and of course he played all of those years in Windy Candlestick Park. And now your Bay Area weather forecast with KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
We have scattered showers on live Doppler 7 HD. They will wind down in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, when you head out the door, feel a bit on the cool side. We'll call it upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow afternoon, low 60s to mid 70s. Weekend is dry for all your Mother's Day plans, upper 50s to the mid 70s.
And right now around the Bay Area, mostly cloudy skies and 58 in Oakland. We've got 56 in San Jose, 54 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Nothing in this world could ever bring them down.
Yeah, they're invincible.
Never be the background.
It's the Muppets, a cappella with the Cool Kids.
I wish that I could be like the Cool Kids.
We're marching into 2015.
Oh, my God, I love this.
Yeah, the Muppets are getting some action on YouTube lately. They've had their own channel since 2009, but now they're collaborating on videos with a bunch of YouTube celebrities. A bunch of Muppets did an a cappella version of the song Cool Kids by Echo Smith with a guy named Mike Tompkins, and that was it.
So funny.
Yeah,
that is
a lot of fun.
The summer song 2015. You'll hear it blasting out of my convertible.
I haven't seen you with the with the
with
roof
my top
down.
Off.
Yeah, with your top down. Oh, maybe tomorrow night you can see some of that at the yard, because that's where we'll be before the Giants take on the Marlins and win, hopefully.
And apparently, it only takes one beer.
Oh yeah, let's hope so. I'm sure that's all we'll be allowed. But nonetheless, we'll be there along with Chip Franklin from 5 till 6, you know, 4-ish, whenever we get over there. But stop by the beer garden. That's where we'll be. And then we'll
say
be
hi.
Back here at 7.
Shaking babies and kissing things.
Right. Do you watch, you know, watch What Happens Live? It's going wide now. It used to just be Real Housewives. But now, you know, they're having on whatever his name is. And I can't, it slips my mind. But anyway, Jack Black was on. And
on a show called We Can't Remember?
Yes, Watch What Happens Live. You can Google
Watch
quick.
What Happens.
Whatever the
got
guy
it.
Is, he's oh, the guy okay. who interviews the housewives. Yeah. But anyway, Jack Black. And he talks about kissing a guy and Kathy Griffin.
I have three questions for you.
Okay.
You may plead the fifth to only one. Here we go. What is the furthest you, Jack Black, have ever gone with another dude?
I have kissed a dude on the lips.
Excellent. Okay, tongue?
There was tongue.
Whoa. Andy Cohen.
Can you say who it is?
No, I got. Yeah, I got to. Got to protect the.
Your Tenacious D co-star is named Kyle Gass. What's the most embarrassing place that you have asked Gass?
What's the most embarrassing place that I've asked Gass?
No, that you've passed Gass.
Oh, that I've passed Gass. Oh, God. Actually, here, in your offices.
Was that right?
Earlier this
afternoon?
Good answer.
Okay. You had a short-lived relationship with Kathy Griffin. On a scale of 1 to 10, what was her freak number in the sack?
She was very liberal with her freakiness.
She was.
It was enjoyable. I have to confess.
Really? That's cool. So high on the scale, you give her an 8?
Look, I'm married, and I can't really talk about my previous sexual encounters.
Thank you. He did not plead the fifth, everybody.
Yay. And Jack Black did not kiss Andy Cohen, by the way. Andy Cohen is the host of What?
Andy
Watch
Cohen
what
said
happens.
He slept with Lance Bass.
I'm sure he did.
Just came out yesterday. I don't know. I thought you'd want to know.
Well, I could care less, actually. I don't care who he sleeps with. And I don't care who Lance sleeps with either. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, so yes, your 10 most common sexual fantasies. Number 10, voyeurism. By the way, these are for real, I suppose. Let's see where this is from. Oh, it's from Female First, so it has to be true. Voyeurism, biting. Just ring the bell when one of them rings your bell.
Okay.
Role playing.
Sure.
Joining the Mile High Club.
Sure.
Have you ever been on a plane when anybody was trying that?
And it was really obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess not. I guess people usually do it when everyone else has gone to sleep.
Like when, you know, for instance, flying overseas. I knew it was going on once.
It's just too long of a flight not to.
Right. Making a sex tape.
Oh, making the tape. Huh, okay. I don't know why adding a video camera changes things, but okay.
Well, it sure does. It changes everything. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I made a sex tape last weekend, but we forgot to turn on the camera.
Oh, well, then you just try it again. That's a good excuse now, isn't it? Domination and submission. Sex in a public place.
Yes.
Top sexual
yes.
fantasies.
Yes.
Being tied up, tying someone up, and other bondage stuff.
Mm.
Having sex with a friend's boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's
really
terrible.
Naughty. Well, these are fantasies. Doesn't mean you do it.
No, I know. But still, like,
that's
weird,
good material.
Weird. Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to say out loud, I have never fantasized about anybody's husband or boyfriend or anything like that.
Really? And then reenacting
sure.
a sex dream.
Reenacting a sex dream.
Well, these are fantasies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, that's nice.
Wait a minute. My favorite thing wasn't even on there.
What was it?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't tell me? Come on, Heather. You teased it all the way through the news.
I can't believe it's not on there.
Well, what the hell is it? It had to be one of the 10. Voyeurism, biting, role-playing, joining the Mile High Club, the sex tape,
you know, kind of like the random, the porn thing, like Wonka Chunka, Wonka Chunka. Oh, what are you doing here? You came to fix the office copier.
Oh, that's
that
role-playing.
Kind of
the role-playing thing?
I guess. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Okay. All right. How do you feel about this? Because I think this is really strange. Would you like comedians like George Carlin and Bob Hope to perform again in hologram state?
No.
How would you feel about that?
Don't do it.
I mean, because, for instance, I love George Carlin. I just don't know if I could sit through an hour and a half of a hologram. I mean, even they've got it nailed down so well now that it looks like the real person.
Well, why would you do that? Are they putting new jokes in his mouth?
No, you would see
an old... So just watch an old DVD.
I know. But so for the past few years, people have talked about taking, you know, making and taking holograms of dead musicians out on tour. And thankfully, they've managed to avoid that. But there's a new threat on the horizon. A place called the National Comedy Center is opening in Jamestown, New York next year. And the people behind it want to feature a comedy club that would host performances by dead stand-up comedians in hologram form. Some of the names being tossed around include Milton Berle, Bob Hope, George Carlin, Rodney Dangerfield, and Lucille Ball. Nothing's official yet because they haven't made any deals with the comic. You know, obviously, there are estates involved, so there's money involved. But I could see their estates being interested.
It's just so weird.
Yeah. The plan is to feature 10 to 12 routines of about 4 to 5 minutes each, allowing people to, quote, go back in time and witness a classic routine as if they were really there.
So, okay, I get it.
I mean,
Maureen and Chip could be over at the Punchline some night, and they're like, holy crap, Lucille Ball's opening up for us. Put your hands together, everybody.
Well, I think here's what I think. Since it's at a specific venue, and you would go there just to, because it's a tribute to comedians, and the theater would only be there, then I think it'd be okay. It's like, okay, well, let's go. I don't remember a routine by Milton Berle or Bob Hope. Or as a matter of fact, I don't remember a routine by Lucille Ball, a stand-up. I don't recall her being stand-up.
You can't sell tickets to that. There's no one will pay to see that.
Well, I don't know if they'll be able to cover the charge that the estates would charge for the
rights.
There
you go.
Yes, they still own the copyrights.
Hey, this is what TV land is for. So you can sit there in your Barca lounger with your feet up and spill Dorito dust all over your front.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with the good news. We always wrap things up with the good news on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster kid look and feel their best. Bring your gift of new clothes to any Sleep Train store or donate at sleeptrain.com today.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
The results are in.
For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but, you know, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
It's the late night show wrap up, everybody. Everywhere. Okay, so let me see here. We've got 3 more days until Mother's Day, 15 more days until the Memorial Day weekend, and 45 more days until Father's Day. And yesterday was hump day. We all know that. But this is great. So a Detroit news anchor named Amy Andrews. Do you know what's coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Already laughing.
Pointed out that Wednesday is a hump day, but... she didn't say that. Here's what she said.
7:02 already this morning. Just flying by like this week. It's Wednesday, right?
I think so.
Hump day.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Hopefully we'll have a dry hump day.
It's not real... Oh.
Hopefully we'll have a dry hump day. Oh, good Lord. What did you just say?
Oh, that's awesome.
You pointed out the obvious. Yeah, they have a lot of rain there, obviously. And let's go to the city of Baltimore as if they did not have enough problems with what's going on lately. Listen to this story. Actually, this is Anne Arundel County, right outside of Baltimore. So, and I think it's pretty much the same thing, but it's a suburb. You know, things are bad with the Baltimore police when a cop biting someone's genitalia is considered a sign of progress. 31-year-old Michael Flagg is a cop in Anne Arundel County, and it was Cinco de Mayo. He was off duty and drinking at a bar in Baltimore, which is just fine. Apparently, allegedly, Michael was getting into some kind of handsy thing with a woman, and her male roommate told him to stop. So the two of them started brawling. I'm not sure how this is even possible, but Michael managed to bite off one of the guy's testicles. Yes.
through his pants, or was he wearing a kilt?
Well, the way... No, he would have had a sombrero. No, that would have been St. Patty's Day. He was arrested and charged with second-degree assault. There's no word on how his victim is doing. But apparently the fight went outside and they were rolling around. And I don't know, one got the best of the other with the fisticuffs. And then somehow the guy bit the other dude's testicle. So I don't know. And so he's one less. No word on how he's doing.
Ouch.
Yeah. Good God.
Is he in the hospital? We don't
know. Of course.
Oh, my God. I wonder if he had any kids.
Of course. Oh, I don't know if he had kids. I have no idea.
Yet.
Okay. Are we ready for the good news?
Please.
Let's bring on the good news, everybody. Here we go. We like to wrap things up with the good news, and we will. So Richard Overton Austin, Texas, is the oldest living veteran in America. He served...
How old is he?
Yeah, well, he served in the Army in the South Pacific during World War II from 1942 till 1945, and he turns 109 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so, clearly, he's led a healthy life and a moderation of balance. Check out his routine.
Every year, he has a birthday party in his front yard, and a couple of months ago, I'd say, he said... when are you going to throw a party in your yard for me? I love your yard. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll throw you a party. Michelle and I are wishing you and Earlene the very best. Sincerely, Barack Obama. I feel honored. I feel really honored. What he's done for this country, for our community, he's an incredible individual, and I feel very honored and special to be here.
This is a long trip. Yeah, and it ain't through yet.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, so here, there's more good news. He still puts whiskey in his morning coffee. He drinks a little more whiskey at night to help him go to sleep. He still smokes at least 12 cigars a day. And he's been smoking since he was 18. So that's he's been smoking for 91 years.
Holy cow.
Wow. And that's the good news.
Wow, wow, wow. Suck it, stillblowingsmoke.org.
Right on. Okay. By the way, and we want to say thank you to our guest, Chris Conrad. He's an instructor over at Oaksterdam, and it was a great hour. You can listen to the podcast. It was the 8 o'clock hour. What was
7
it?
7 p.m. hour.
7 o'clock hour. Yes, we were talking about the GOP candidates for president. And their stands on marijuana and such. It was just fantastic. So
I tried
thank
it.
You very
it was
much.
A mistake. And now I'm against anyone ever having more again.
Have a great night. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you at the yard.
Yes, at the Drex Radio Show. Oh, yes. And make sure that you do join us. We're going to be there with Chip Franklin from around 4 to 6. And we will be... Yeah, before the Giants game, join us tomorrow night, and then we'll be back here on KGO 810.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
You know you're
Kiss me, you sexy thing. Touch me, baby, you sexy thing. I love the way you touch me, darling. You sexy thing.
Feeling down, she cheered you up. When you skin your knee, she made it all better. After all she's done for you, now you can say thank you, and KGOA 10 can help. KGOA 10 is giving away a Mother's Day gift package to treat and pamper mom, grandma, the missus, or yourself. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com. One grand prize winner will receive a $100 gift certificate for brunch at the Table in Willow Glen and a two-night stay and spa treatment at Meritage Resort and Spa in Napa. From KGO 810. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.